Ashes Tazria, Mishtaira, Bruchim Aboyim to everybody and welcome back. Tonight, Be'ezus Hashem, instead of looking at the parasha, we're actually going to look at the time of year that we now find ourselves in, which are the Yemei Ha'omer, these very special days between Pesach and Shavuos. Now we're going to discuss Be'ezus Hashem a little bit. What it is exactly the avodah of the Yemei Ha'omer, the avodah of the Yemei Ha'omer. It's so critical to point out that at every point in the year there is always a different specific avodah besides for the general avodah of being an Eved Hashem. Pesach has its atmosphere, its character, its own personalized avodah. The days after Pesach, Shavuos, Yom Ha'Yomim, Sukkot, Chanukah, Purim, every Chag and every Moed has its Avodah. This is an opportunity, but at the same time, a responsibility, a Chiyuv, to connect to that Avodah. By way of introduction, before we get to discussing the Yomim Bein Pesach La'Aseres, the days of I'd like to begin with a very famous principle which is taught to us by the Lecha Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah is one of the great Meforashim on the Rambam, and he very briefly, and this is expounded upon by Rav Itzel Blaser, one of the prime Talmidim of Rav Yisrael Salanter. And this is a crucial yesod in how we relate to all Avodas Hashem at different times of the year. The Rambam teaches us, and this is well known, come Rosh Hashanah, there are various types of people. There are those who are considered to be tzaddikim because they have more mitzvahs and more zechuyos than they do aveiros, and indeed they are written and inscribed in the Book of Life, the Sifron Shel Tzaddikim. You have those who are the opposite, who have more aveiros, and they therefore are written and sealed in the Book of Rishoyim. And then we have that famous category called the Beinoni. The Beinoni, says the Rambam, they are tolui. They are literally, their lives are hanging in the balance. So what happens to the Beinoni? For the moment, nothing at all happens to the Beinoni. Says the Rambam, they have 10 days to try and improve their situation. If they repent, if they are chayzer b'tshuva in these 10 days, then come Yom Kippur, they will find themselves in the Sifron Shel Tzaddikim. And if not, then in the Sifron Shel Rishoyim. Famous Rambam, based on a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. And the obvious question that must be asked and is asked, if somebody is a Beinoni, he is 50-50, equal mitzvahs and aveiros, so I understand that if he does tshuva, then he has tipped the balance in his favor and he has now become classified as a tzaddik. And if he does not, however, do tshuva, what is he then? Says the Rambam, he finds himself in the Book of Rishoyim. Why? If he hasn't done tshuva, then he's still a Beinoni. And if he couldn't be subscribed in any book 10 days prior to Yom Kippur, then when Yom Kippur arrives and he's still a Beinoni, why all of a sudden does he get written and sealed in the Book of Rishoyim? A very famous and fundamental question asked by the Meforashim. And the truth is, we could ask another question. If he is a Beinoni, so I understand, he has to tip the balance in his favor. So the Rambam says, if he does tshuva, then he will find that the mitzvahs now outweigh the aveiros. But one moment. Even if he doesn't do tshuva, imagine he gives 5 shekels to tzedakah. He's also l'chayra now left the realms of Beinoni, and he should be considered a tzaddik, but the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says that if he does tshuva, it sounds like that is his only ticket into the book of Tzaddikim, but if he's a 50-50 Beinoni, surely any mitzvah, however big or small, will tip the balance in his favor. So why did the Rambam not offer us that option as well? So the Lecha Mishnah explains very briefly, and Ritzel Blaser talks about this at great length in his Sefer Kreish Meiroyer, and he introduces us to a tremendously important yesod. The 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not 10 regular, standard, quote-unquote, days. Those are days where the specific avodah is to do tshuva. They are the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. The pasuk in the Novi says, Birshu Hashem behimotzoi. You should seek Hashem when He is to be found. When is He to be found? And the Gemara says, specifically in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. It is easiest, and therefore most incumbent on us on those days, to be chayzer b'tshuva. And what happens if somebody does not grab that opportunity? Somebody says, albeit that that's the inyon of the yoima, that's the chiyot b'chayzer b'tshuva, I'd rather pass that by. Says the Lecha Mishnah, not doing tshuva, when tshuva is the theme of the day, is itself a tremendous avail. This is the huge chiddush of the Lecha Mishnah. I might have been excused for thinking that yes, this is an opportunity to do tshuva, and if I miss it, then I've missed it. So I've lost out on the mitzvah of tshuva. Says the Lecha Mishnah, no, it's much more than that. Not only have you lost out on the mitzvah of tshuva, you've actually been over an avera. Which avera? The answer is, not doing tshuva when that is the inyon of the yoma. So much so, says Rav Itzel Blaser, it will not help to give that 5 shekel to tzedakah. We ask, if he's a 50-50 Beinoni, let him give $10 to tzedakah, and now he's tipped the balance in his favor. It won't help. Why won't it help? Because on the one side of the scale, it's true, he would have the mitzvah of tzedakah. But on the opposite side, you will have the enormous, unbeatable avera of not doing tshuva. And that's why the Rambam says, his ticket and only ticket into the Sefer of Tzaddikim is to do tshuva. There is no other way. Not doing tshuva when you are expected to do so is the greatest and the most severe avera. One is mechuyev to do tshuva, by the way, all year round. But the days where that chiyuv is magnified, therefore in turn, the avera of not doing tshuva, that avera becomes magnified as well. And it becomes so severe that however many mitzvahs you try and load up on the opposite side of the scale will always be outweighed by this colossal avera of not doing tshuva when that is the inyon of the yoma. Now, this Yesod, as mentioned, taught to us by the Lecha Mishnah and Ritzel Blaser, they were discussing tshuva. But by extension, this Yesod must always be remembered at every point during the year. If on Pesach there is a specific avodah in being ischazik in Emunah Vashem, then not doing so is not merely a missed opportunity. It's an avera of the highest order. On Shavuos, which is a time in which we are mischazik in our appreciation for Torah, not doing so is far more than a missed opportunity. It is a very severe avera, and so on and so forth. And therefore this essentially is an introduction really to every single period of the year, whether it be the days of the Yemei HaOmer, days that we find ourselves in now, or for that matter, Hanukkah, Purim, Yom HaNeroim, it makes no difference. If there is a specific avodah at the moment and at the present, even though this avodah is essentially a chiyuv all year round, but it becomes intensified at specific points of the year, not connecting to that avodah is not merely an opportunity wasted or missed. It's far more severe than that. It's considered a terrible avodah. With that in mind, now let's turn our attention for a moment or two to the Yemei Ha'Ema. And I'd like to share with you, if I may, perhaps it's a chidush, which occurred to me this year, and I think we will see that there are several makoyres for it. Because if we were to ask ourselves the question, could we please sum up, what is the avodah in the Yemei Ha'Ema? A very simple question. What is the avodah? If we've just now said that it's so crucial to connect the avodah, then obviously, first and foremost, we need to have a clear definition, what exactly is the avodah? So I think we would all say, and this is the correct answer, that number one, the main avodah of these days between Pesach and Shavuot is obviously to prepare ourselves for Matan Torah. Chag HaShavuot is upcoming in just over 4 weeks. Is the Yom Tov we are now preparing ourselves for, and this becomes the Inyan of the Yoma. So much so that we have actually discussed in the past that the Rishonim teach us that Shavuot is actually not an independent Yom Tov. It is the Gemar, it is the culmination, it is the finale of Pesach. So much so that there is a very famous Rambam. We know that the Torah calls Shavuos Atzeres. That's the name of the Yom Tov in the Torah called Atzeres. Says the Ramban, this is one lengthy Yom Tov and it takes 7 weeks. The first days of Yom Tov are Pesach. The last days of Yom Tov are Shavuos. That's called Atzeres. That's like Shmini Atzeres. Says the Ramban, the 7 weeks in between Pesach and Shavuos are like Chol HaMoed. In fact, if you look in the Torah, even though in Parshas Emor, every single Yom Tov, the Torah clearly defines for us when that Yom Tov is, the calendar date. The one exception is Shavuos. It does not say that Shavuos is celebrated on the sixth day of Sivan. When is Shavuos? Obviously, at the end of Pesach, 49 days after Pesach. It is a Hemshech, in fact, it is a Gemara of Pesach. Why is it the Gemara of Pesach? So this we've discussed on another occasion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly told Moshe that this was the Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ta'avzun Eser Eikim Alahor Hazer. I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim, says the Rabbeinu Shalom, in order to be Mekabel the Torah. The Rosha on Seder night clearly shows us that he's not interested in Torah, so what do we tell him? You would never have been saved from Mitzrayim, because that was the whole purpose. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was in order to build ourselves up towards Chag Matan Torah. So therefore this very much is obviously the main avodah in the Yemei Ha'Oma, preparing ourselves for Matan Torah. So I'd like, with your permission, to ask the following question. Isn't there also a different avodah completely? We all know, the Gemara tells us, that it was precisely in these days, the days between Pesach and Shavuot, that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva passed away, every single one of them, 24,000. Why? Shalei noagu kovoid zeh bezeh. They did not show honor, they did not accord honor one to the other. And for that reason, the Sforim write that clearly the days in between Pesach and Shavuot are the days that we have to be mesakin that chet. How are we mesakin that chet? By doing the opposite, by being mechaved ze ezer. So here comes the question. What indeed is the avodah of the Yemei Ha'Oma? Is the avodah of the Yemei Ha'Oma to prepare ourselves for Matan Torah? Or is the avodah of the Yemei Ha'Oma to be misnahig b'kovoid zeh in zeh? Or is it perhaps both? And if indeed it is both, Would you agree with me that it sounds rather strange that there should be two independent, unrelated, different avodos that coincidentally happen both to meet each other in the Yemei Ha'Omer? Two different tracks of avoda. One avoda, prepare yourself for Matan Torah. A second unrelated avoda, be mistaking the chait of Leinagu Kavoy Zebazeh. Do they just by happenstance coincidentally both find themselves in this period of the year? And what I'd like to share with you, Be'ezus Hashem, is perhaps two different ways of demonstrating that actually these are very much two halves of one single coin. They are not two unrelated avodos. Let's present it like this. The reason why the avodah is to be noyeg kovoy zebozeh is precisely because these are the days that we are preparing ourselves for Matan Torah. That must be the equation. In those days where we have to prepare ourselves for Matan Torah, we do so by being noyeg kovoy zebozeh. If we can prove and explain that, then indeed we will see that these two avodos are not unrelated at all. They very much complement and find themselves on two halves of the same coin. So this is what we're going to try and explain. The Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 of them, were Leinoagu, Kovoy, Zerbazen. They all died between Pesach and Shavuos. When exactly were they not noyeg kovei zebozeh? Only at this time of the year? Did they have a very big meeting on Erev Pesach and they decided together, from Pesach and onwards we're not going to be noyeg kovei zebozeh, although until this point we were noyeg kovei zebozeh? That seems highly unlikely. It's more mistaber that this was a general chait, of course, on their very lofty level, of being loinoeg kovei zebozeh, which therefore begs the question, if they were loinoeg kovei zebozeh all year round, why did they only die between Pesach and Atzeres? And furthermore, since when is loinoeg kovei zebozeh punishable by death? It's an aveira. It's a very severe aveira. But they were chayav misa as a result. The answers to these questions, I think, are based on the essays that we prefaced our share with. Because if during the days of the Omer, the avoida is specifically to be mischazik in being noyeg kovei zebozeh, then doing the opposite all of a sudden takes an epic proportion. It becomes magnified. It takes on a completely different picture. It's like not doing tshuva on the days that you are supposed to be mischazik in tshuva. That's not any old aveira. That's an aveira so severe that it gets written in the book of Rishonim. So let's try and explain. One of the most famous Rashis, the whole HaTorah Kula. Klal Yisrael come to Matan Torah, Vayichan Neged Ahor. Vayichan literally translated, and he camped. It does not say Vayachanu in the plural, it says it in the singular, and we all know the Rashi, they encamped there, Ke'ish Echod, Belev Echod, in absolute unity. This display of Achdus, so much so that all of Klal Yisrael, 600,000 to be described in the singular, it occurred at the time of Matan Torah. And the Medrash says the following. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Klal Yisrael were Ba'achdus. Vayicha neged kahor ke ish echod b'leiv echod. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harei Sho'o. This is the time that I can give them the Torah. That's the lashon of the Medrash. Harei Sho'o sh'ani neisen Torah rabonai. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is now the optimum time to present Torah to Klal Yisrael. In other words, the Medrash is teaching us a tremendous chiddush. We sometimes, perhaps, miss the boat. Everybody talks about this Rashi and the wonderful display of Achdus. The Medrash is teaching us it's far more than a display of good midos. It's in fact a necessary prerequisite for Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that now that I see the Klal Yisrael of Achdus, HaRishoa, now is the time. It's not just a nice middle. It is conditional. Matan Torah is apparently conditional on Klal Yisrael being Ba'achdus. And the Mepharshim explain, Maral and others, Torah was not given to individuals. Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. Everybody asks, if Torah was so important, why did Adam Arisha not receive the Torah? Why did the Ovos not receive the Torah? And the answer is because there was no Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael am a kabel the Torah. But as long as there would be Shaloi Ba'achdus, then you do not have Klal Yisrael. Vayichan neged ahor, in an absolute display of unity, ki ish echod b'lei b'echod, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mazel Tov. Klal Yisrael have just been born, harisho'o shani meisen teire l'bonei. V'ohavto l'reyacho komoicho, taught us Rebbe Kiva. Ze klal godoil batoiro. V'ohavto l'reyacho komoicho is the klal godoil batoiro. If there is no v'ohavto l'reyacho komoicho, then there cannot be Torah. Torah was given to Klal Yisrael as a unified nation. And that's why on Purim, which is the Chag of Matan Torah, Kimu v'Kibru, they were Mekabel Torah ba'Ahava. That's why all the mitzvahs on Purim are all about Achdus, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Mishloach Monos ish L'Re'ehu, Matonos L'Evyonim. Suuda says the Megillah, Mishpacha, Mishpacha. Haman accused Klal Yisrael of being Mefuzar u'Mefoira, separate, dispersed, scattered. And what did Esther Amalka say? Leich Knois es Kol Yehudim. Gather in all of Klal Yisrael together. We once again need that display of Achdus. Why? Because otherwise there cannot be a Matan Torah. If that's the case, then a wonderful picture now emerges. Achdus and Klal Yisrael and Matan Torah are two sides of the same coin. You cannot have one with the other. We ask the question, what is the avodah between Pesach and Atzeret? Is it to prepare ourselves for Matan Torah? Or is it to be noyig kavoy zeh v'zeh? And the answer is, that is the same thing. How indeed are you prepared? How are we making ourselves for Matan Torah? By being noyig kavoy zeh v'zeh. By once again rebuilding the vayichan. By once again attaining the level of kenois. The Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva were loyin noazu kavod zeh v'zeh. When were they loyin noazu kavod zeh v'zeh? All year round. So why did they only die between Pesach and Atzeret? Because the avodah of Pesach to Atzeret is to prepare yourself for Matan Torah. How so? By acting ba'achdus. Doing the opposite, therefore becomes a magnified avera. That's like not doing tshuva in the Aseret Yimei Tshuva. that's not just a missed opportunity. That is an avera of the highest order. We ask, Shemaynazu kovid zeh bezeh, is that punishable by death? The answer is, under ordinary circumstances, it's not. But it becomes magnified. It becomes blown up, just like somebody who's not chayzeh b'tshuva during the aser tumei tshuva. That is an avera that cannot be outweighed by any amount of mitzvahs. Because the avodas hayoyim is to be chayzeh b'tshuva. Not doing tshuva is the most severe of all averas. In the days between Pesach and Aseret, the avera which might have been in existence all year round, but it becomes blown up in the days leading up to Matan Torah. If you undo the Vayachan, the Yichan, if you undo the Leich Knoises Kol HaYehudim, then you cannot have a Matan Torah. Which means that in the days leading up to Matan Torah, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva on their very high, lofty Madrega will not be Makayim the Avodas Hayoyim. And therefore, if we understand that the avoida in the Yemei HaOimer is to prepare ourselves for Matan Torah, but we ask, surely the avoida of the Yemei HaOimer is to be noyik kovod zeh bozeh. Yes, that is the same thing. That is how you prepare yourselves for Matan Torah. The Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva did the opposite. That is an avera that is considered so severe precisely at this time of year, so much so that it was punishable by death. I'd like to perhaps suggest in conclusion another explanation of how we can also merge these two seemingly separate avodas. The chet of Leinagu Kovei Zeh Bozeh together with preparing ourselves for Matan Torah. The Gemara tells us in Makaris that there are some people who are tipshoi. Tipshoi we would translate as foolish. Why are they foolish? The Gemara says when they see a Sefer Torah, they stand up. When they see a Talmud Chacham, they don't stand up. So they're foolish people. Why are they called foolish? I would have called them wicked. L'chayr they're a shoyim. How can you not stand up in front of a Talmud Chacham? Why are they called foolish? The answer is, these people don't understand, and that's why they're considered tipshin, that a Talmud Chacham who learns Torah is not merely somebody who happens to know a lot of Torah. He's very knowledgeable in Torah. He becomes an altogether different being. He becomes a Sefer Torah himself. You'll remember the Rashi we've quoted so many times in Psochim. The Rav Yosef says, I learned Torah v'nisroi mamti. I became an elevated being. I didn't just become the same old Rav Yosef who's more knowledgeable. I in fact become elevated. I become a Sefer Torah. And that's why these people are foolish. You stand up in front of the Sefer Torah, but not in front of the Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham is a Sefer Torah. He is a Sefer Torah. So much so, a number of years ago, I was present, and I think many of the people in tonight's shiur was also present, at the Yeshiva's Meir dinner just outside Beit Shemesh, Moshav Machasia. And the Meir Rosh Hashiva, Reb Lezer Yehuda Finkel, said, Barabim, I heard him say it, that I'd like to be Mechadesh a Halocha, a Psak Halocha. He says, I think that if Chas V'Sholom you would see a Talmud Chacham and a Sefer Torah who have both fallen to the floor, you would first pick up the Talmud Chacham and only then the Sefer Torah. That, he said, is his chiddush lahalacha. And to confirm it, he said, I went to ask the Gadol HaDor of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, Sheyarech Yomim Veshonim, and he agreed with me lahalacha. That is what you must do. a few years after that, I actually read, this is not just theoretical, but it actually happened. The great Nasif, Om Simchas Torah, was once holding a Sefer Torah, and in the excitement of the dancing, he tripped up and he fell with the Sefer Torah, and they both ended up on the floor. And his son, the son of the Nasif, picked up his father, and only then picked up the Sefer Torah. The Talmud Chacham is a Sefer Torah. In fact, he's perhaps in certain bechinas more kodesh than the Sefer Torah itself. And I just saw last night that Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes the following words: Ish HaTorah. Somebody who is an Ish HaTorah, he says the words of Hashem become engraved and become part and parcel of him. V'hu atzmai bebechinas Torah. He is himself the Sefer Torah. If we come back now to the Talmidei Rav Akiva, the Talmidei Rav Akiva were loy noagu kovayin zeh bezeh. We are talking about Talmud Chacham, Talmidei Chachamim of the highest stature. If they were loy noagu kovayin zeh bezeh, that is not merely a chesaroin in bein odom lachaveroin. That is a problem in Bein Odom LaMokrin. Because not to be Mechabe de Talmud Chacham is not just a Midot issue. It's a Zilzul HaTorah. You are being Zalzal in a Sefer Torah. The Aveira of Leinagu Kovay Zer Bezer, besides for the traditional understanding, which means there was a lack of Achdus, as we explained before, but it also means that on a very high level, there was a zilzul in Torah. There was a lack of chashivos for Torah, because the Talmud Chacham is the Torah. He is a Sefer Torah. And if that's the case, we now understand how these two avodos once again combine. We said that in the days leading up to Shavuos, the avodah is to prepare ourselves for Matan Torah. How do we do so? So I think we all know the words, the famous words of the Sefer Achinuch. The Sefer Achinuch said, this is the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'omer. You count down to something that you are excited about because it's important. So much so, the Sefer Achinuch famously asks, why do we count up? We should be counting down. But either way, those are the famous words of the Sefer Achinuch. He says, when we count our way from Pesach to Shavuos, what we are demonstrating is, laharoiz benafsheinu. We are clearly demonstrating, hachefet hagodol el hayoyim hanichbod hanichsaf lelibeinu. We are demonstrating our immense excitement to this critically important day, which is coming up on the horizon, called Shavuos. In other words, if we were to ask ourselves, back to the original question, what is the avodah in Yemei HaOmer to prepare ourselves for Matan Torah? But the Sefer Achinuch teaches us, prepare yourself means display your utmost being, machshiv Torah, how excited you are and how important Torah is to you. We therefore understand once again why did the chet of the Talmidei Rav Akiva be considered so severe? It's the old yesod once again. In the very days where the avodah is to be machshiv Torah, by not being noyeg kovayin zeh bezeh, that was the opposite. Again, that's not merely a missed opportunity. The specific avodah in the day leading up to Torah is to be machshiv the Torah, to show how excited we are, to show how important and central this is in our lives. When the Talmidei Rav Akiva were loy noagu kovayin zeh bezeh, as we explained, that is not just an aveira on the level of Bein Odom Lachaveiroi. That represents a zilzul in the Talmid Chacham, which ultimately is a zilzul in the Sefer Torah itself, because the Talmud Chacham is the Sefer Torah. So if we ask ourselves, is the avoda in the Yemei HaOmer to prepare ourselves for Matan Torah, or is it not Chas V'Shalom to be Lo'inagu Kavid Zer? We now have a second explanation. Those are in fact one of the same. To be Noyek Kavid Zer B'Zer, to be Machshiv Talmidei Chachomim, means to be Machshiv Torah. And that itself is the entire avoda of the Yemei HaOmer, to be Machshiv Torah. So in summary, we said that it seems to be that there are two separate lines, two different tracks of avoda in the Yomim Bein Pesach La'Aseres. On the one hand, to prepare ourselves for Matan Torah, and on the other hand, to rectify the chet of Lo'inagu Kavid Zer B'Zer. What we have seen is that those are not two separate avodas. That is exactly the same avoda. The chet of Lo'inagu Kavid Zer B'Zer, according to our first approach, was a lack of achdus. And achdus is a necessary prerequisite and condition for Matan Torah. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, zeh klal gadol b'Torah. Doing the opposite in these very days is an avera so severe, it's like not doing tshuva in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. These are the 49 days of achdus. To be displaying the opposite is therefore punishable by death, because that is the hachana in ahead of Matan Torah. The second approach was not on the level of Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, but on the level of Bein Adam L'Mochim. Lo Inagu Kavid Zer B'Zer is not just a lack of achdus. It represents the zilzul of a Talmud Chacham, which ultimately is a lack of chashivus for Torah itself. And once again, in these days leading up to Shavuos, the avoda is to do the opposite, to display a chashivus towards Torah, an excitement towards Torah. The Talmidei Rebbe Akiva who did the opposite, that avoda therefore became magnified. Not to be noyeg kovid to a Talmud Chacham, displaying a lack of chashivus for Torah in the very days when the avoda is precisely to display a chashivus for Torah, is an avera so severe that it was punishable by death. And therefore we can only say in conclusion, perhaps both approaches are right, that these days leading up to Shavuos, just over a month to go, where we prepare ourselves for Matan Torah, we do so, number one, by working on the Vayichan, on the Knois, Ki Ish Echad, Belev Echad, and secondly, by being Noyeg Kavod HaTorah, Kavod to Talmidei Chachamim, which is Kavod HaTorah, and that way, Be'ezus Hashem, we will come in just over 4 weeks, fully prepared, Be'ezus Hashem, to Chag HaShavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, Abo Aleinu L'Seinu.